88,000 plus motorcycles, Harley Davidsons, affected by a recall. And it's not that big a deal. Let's talk about it. Hi, I'm Mike with Riding in the Ozarks, where we talk about riding, rallies, wrenching, do gear reviews, and talk about Harley Davidson news, which again is what we're talking about in this video. So, if you haven't seen the articles posted, 88 plus thousand motorcycles have a recall, Harley Davidson's, for a breather box problem. And I'm sure my bike doesn't have this problem. And I'm going to show you why. And I also want to talk about something I've seen posted multiple times in like Facebook groups that might be because of this recall. And then we're going to talk about the Softail recall also, because they recently had a recall on Softails. So first, I know my bike doesn't have this problem because right here is my stock air cleaner, breather, all that stuff, because I put the Screaming Eagle wedge on mine a month or two after I got it. So I know mine doesn't have it, but it might have had it. So let's talk about what is the actual problem and how you can check it. So you see this breather tube connector right here? Apparently this breather tube runs down to the top of the transmission somewhere. The check in the recall says to take the tube off the transmission, blow air up the line, and see if it blows back through the breather. You could take the front of this off and you could tell if you were a mechanic. Since mine's off already, I don't have to test it that way. There's an easier way for me to test it. Yeah, I can blow through there. It's not blocked. So according to the recall documents, Harley-Davidson became aware that there might have been a problem with this, and they were using a flashlight to try and detect it. Well, it turns out there's a thin layer of plastic in there at times that blocks that breathing ability and builds up pressure in the transmission. And what the recall is actually for is because the potential of harm to someone if they go to check their fluids and there's pressure built up in the crankcase when they pull the dipstick out, hot oil could jump out the spout and get on your hands. That's the danger, okay? Not the actual blockage is damage to the motor. It's damage to you from checking your oil when it blows out the dipstick. So because of an amount of pressure build up in the crankcase, I think that would actually be worse on seals and be a bigger concern to me than getting oil on my hands, even if it's hot oil. Obviously, that's not good. We don't want anybody to get burnt. It's happened to at least one mechanic. It's happened in a testing facility at the product development center, according to documentation. According to motorcycle.com, they believe less than 0.5% of those 88,000 models have this problem. If you're affected, take it to the dealership. They'll check it out. If the dealership's not handy for you, there you can test it yourself. The documentation I'll link to down below on how to test it, what Harley-Davidson says to do and all that stuff. And obviously, if you've changed out the stock air cleaner, you're not going to be affected. All the models that are affected are the ones running this air cleaner. So all of the CVOs with the 121s have a different intake. They're not affected. The Lowrider ST, the Lowrider S, not affected. The Heritage is not affected, and the Street Bob, because they have the round breather on them, the 25s and up. Now, the Breakout and the Fat Boy Softails are affected because they run this air cleaner, if you haven't changed it. Now, what I've read in the forums that makes me suspicious that this might be related, and I had this happen to me like in the first 500 or 1,000 miles, getting on the bike a little bit, and they said, everybody, I'm always in the front, so I don't see this, but everybody behind me said there was a puff of smoke out my exhaust. And I've heard other people say that they have had that happen, and it's, you know, somebody told them that's what happened on their bike, and they asked on the forums if anybody knows what's causing it. Well, what I'm wondering is if that pressure built up enough that it blew through that thin plastic, shot oil up into the air breather that then got sucked back in through the intake and into the motor, and you just burned excess oil for a burst. You know, I didn't notice anything when I was riding it particularly, other than maybe a smell, but couldn't find anything wrong. Never happened again. Only happened once. So that's my suspicion, that that's what happened. And I've seen other people post about the same thing. So I figured there was something going on there, but didn't seem to be causing any real problems. But I think we've gotten to the bottom of it. Besides the document on how to check your motorcycle, I'm going to leave a link to the NHTSA website where you can check for recalls, put your VIN in there, your year and model, that kind of thing, see what might be going on. I got a notice on the Harley-Davidson app that my bike had a recall immediately. Firecracker just bought a 2026 Street Glide. She set hers up yesterday when put her VIN in the app and immediately told her she had a recall. So if you have one of these newer bikes, I highly recommend putting the HD app on your phone. If you don't, register in your bike. You can get notices of recalls that way as well as accessing your owner's manual through the app. You can get how-to videos Harley-Davidson has put out, like, you know, how to do the infotainment screen controls or set up CarPlay or things like that. You know, that's the kind of stuff they're putting in there. So that's pretty cool. Plus, I like the ride app, the ride aspect of the app, because it will automatically track my rides without me having to tell it to do anything just by having my bike connected to my phone. So we go for a ride, and then I wonder, well, how many miles did we ride today? We had 4 stops, and I didn't pay attention. Well, I can just, you know, look in the ride section of the app and see all that. So that's kind of cool. All right, let's talk about the Softail recall. Hey guys, I want to take a second and thank the Factory Match for sponsoring today's video and supporting the channel. They're your go-to place for factory paint-matched colored parts. So example, this white inner fairing I just put on, beautiful, I love it. I wish I'd done it sooner. I got that from the Factory Match. You know, I've got their front fender, I have got their little eyeshadow under the headlight, as Professional Monkey likes to refer to it, or the, you know, chin guard, some people will call it. You know, his way's more flavorful. But they do some other stuff too, and they're getting more and more parts all the time. But they can get Clockworks windshields, hand guards. I got my hand guards and my purple windshield from them. And they're just a huge supporter of the channel. Support me on social media. I thank the world of Josh and his guys. It's a small business in South Dakota. You know, family kind of deal, him and the guys that work for him, he treats like family. He celebrates their birthdays on social media. Painted right here in the USA. And you can save 5% on your next purchase from the Factory Match using my discount code in the description down below. Thanks, Josh, again, for supporting the channel and videos like this so I can let people know about important recalls on these motorcycles that they're buying. All right, let's get back to the Softails. So 17,000 Softails potentially impacted could suffer a loss of brake pressure to the rear brake due to a brake line failure caused by it rubbing the BCM. Now, what models are affected? This is all 25 and ups Softails because that's when they did this redesign of the Softails. But it does not affect the Fat Boy and the Breakout. And why? It's because they have a wider rear subframe, I'm going to assume, because of the wider rear tire on the Fat Boy and the Breakout. Those two are not affected, and so I think that's why. But what essentially amounts to is the positioning of the BCM and the brake line are so close that as the bike travels and stuff, the brake line can be rubbing on the BCM and it could wear a hole in the brake line, causing a reduction in brake fluid, you know, pressure, stopping power, you know, rear brakes go out. Bad news. Bad day. So that is important. Make sure you check, see if your bike is impacted. If it is, get to a dealership. Let them check that out. To me, that's a lot bigger deal than this airbox thing that's going on with the touring models and stuff. So my buddy has a 24 Lowrider ST, not impacted. 25 and 26 Softails, not Fat Boys, not Breakouts. So if that's you, get your bike checked out. Stay safe. Hope you guys enjoyed this short video. Y'all stay safe. And keep on riding and stay tuned. We have a lot of interesting stuff coming up on the channel in the next month.